morning, Robbie. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
How was Wagga?
Wagga was good.
Ask Daly. Yeah. He was there the longest.
I can remember my entire trip to Wagga. I'm not sure LD can remember all of his. Fair call, Oz?
Don't say he's done one of those again.
I had a really, really good weekend, Robbie.
A really
good weekend.
He had back-to-back day-nighters, put it that way.
Wow. Must be dusty.
He's better today than he was yesterday, I reckon.
A little bit tired.
I reckon, yeah. I wonder how the leader of the opposition was.
Away.
Oh, dear. Quality.
Now, the Western Sydney Wanderers beat Western United 5-0. How far can they go in the A-League this season, Robbie?
Well, first they're going to have to make the six, which they haven't done yet. But certainly their last two games have been much better. That was their best performance on the weekend. Over the 90 minutes, definitely their best performance. So they've got a lot of work to do, but they put themselves back in the frame after looking pretty much gone. And they were beaten by Victory down in Melbourne a few weeks ago, but they bounced back with a win in the derby and this win as well.
Melbourne City have opened up a fair gap at the top of the table. What sets them apart, Robbie?
Goal scoring. And they got Jamie McLaren, who scored more than twice his nearest rival in the competition. So now they're playing very, very good football. They've got good players in key positions. Like any team and any coach, you have good players in key positions. And particularly in our code in football, if you've got someone who can score like McLaren is, that sets you apart. Yeah, they've won what we call the Premier's Plate. What you guys call the minor premiership is theirs. And we'll have to see what happens in the finals. But they're the team to beat at the moment. There's no doubt about it.
Well, speaking of gold scorers, Robbie, what about Sam Kerr? I see she's won the Golden Boot in the Women's Super League. I find it so hard to fathom that she's playing such good football, yet for the Matildas, we're struggling so badly.
Well, it's not one person can't carry a team of, 11. So, the Matildas have had it tough of lately.
Mm.
And but Sam Kerr, it's been a successful move to England, that's for sure.
What about the Premier League, mate? Chelsea had a win over Man City, but obviously Man City will still take out the title.
Yeah, City have won the Premier League. There's no doubt about it. But it's another psychological blow in respect to the meeting that these two will have in the European Champions League final. That's twice now. Chelsea have beaten them in the FA Cup semi-final, and now they've beaten them in the league. Could have been a different story. Sergio Aguero missing a penalty to put Man City up 2-0 in this game. But Chelsea hung on and got a late winner. Alonso, 90, I think it was about the 92nd minute. So, it doesn't have any bearing on the Premier League. But, as I said, in respect to the Champions League final, a little psychological win for Chelsea.
Geez, I can only imagine what the Newcastle supporters would have been feeling when they beat Leicester on the weekend.
That's extraordinary. I mean, that was my banker of the weekend. The one that was definitely going to happen was Leicester to win at home to Newcastle, and they go and win 4-2. There's tipping for you, and there's sport.
What does it mean?
Got a Bulldog Richie sighting.
Sighting already on a Monday?
Yeah, he's standing up. You know what he does, Loz. You know him well.
Oh, I know what he does.
The corner of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Near a bunch of school kids waiting for a bus, and he's pretending to be on his phone.
The old pretend to be on the phone. The great man. Well, make sure he buys you a coffee today, Robbie.
Laurie, this is the man who drinks middies.
I know.
Right.
He's very tight, mate, too.
Wouldn't shout if a shark bit it. Mate, I see him walking past the coffee shop every day. Here he is.
Is he there?
He's waving at me.
All right.
A very small hand.
Yeah, don't put him on. We don't need to speak to him today.
No, I'm not going to put him on today. He's grinning.
Well, he knows we're talking about him.
He's waving me away. It must be Buzz Rothfield on the phone or something.
Well, Robbie, you go and have a good week, mate.
Well, guys, we'll talk to you, and there could be some news on the A-League this week. So,
what type of news?
Scandal. Got a scandal?
No, you've got some big news. What is it?
Well, as you know, TV rights are all up, and you know, they're in discussions now, so we might hear something about that this week.
Okay.
I like it.
That'll be big news. Good on you, Robbie.
All right, guys. Cheers, mate.